tax policy analysts have warned that Uganda's continued 0.5% excise duty on mobile money withdrawals could slow progress toward a fully digital economy. This follows the government's decision to retain taxes on mobile money transactions and smartphone imports in the 2026-2027 financial year. Certain Uganda tax policy analyst Aloysius Chitengo says multiple charges, including import duties, value-added tax, withholding tax, and infrastructure levies, have made smartphones unaffordable for many. He adds that value-added tax on internet services, a 12% data levy, and transaction fees risk locking out low-income earners from digital services. Chitengo argues that Uganda must balance revenue collection with policies that support digital inclusion and growth.
When it comes to digital economy, I think Uganda as a country, we are taxing the digital services. First of all, we have the digital service tax, which is looking at the income. We have the value-added tax, which is supposed to be collected by someone who is supplying a service in Uganda. And we have other related charges, like the internet data is part of it. So when you look at all those taxes which we have in the an era of digital economy, we have to ask ourselves, are we preparing to usher ourselves in the digital economy? Are we making our citizens be able to be competitive? Are we making the environment suitable or attractive to anyone who is